Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Falling Iguanas, plus Pat's song and nude bowling. It's all on the way in just a minute.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach ja.
Rocks.
Ready to go, dude? Hop in.
Whoa, look who finally washed his car. All you need now is some custom rims.
Man, I'd love to get rid of these lame hubcaps, but rims are so expensive.
Not anymore, boys.
Allison Williams.
That's me.
Miss Williams, I love you on the HBO series Girls. My favorite scene was where your boyfriend...
Yeah, I know. That's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to talk to you about... Rim jobs.
Oh my God, I gotta sit down.
It's my new discount custom wheel shop, Allison's Rim Jobs.
Oh my God.
What do you know about custom rims?
Oh, trust me, I'm an expert on rim jobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll mount your rim right there in the shop while you wait. That's why everyone loves my rim jobs.
Mm-hmm. This is the best day of my life.
But we don't just sell new rims, we service rims too. Does your dingy old rim just need a little spit shine?
Definitely.
Or maybe you've got a worn out rim that's been banged hard and been out of shape?
I don't think so.
Show me your rim. Let's look at it. We have a team of crack mechanics eager to dig in and do that dirty work that other shops just won't touch.
Whoa, wait. Mechanics?
Absolutely. There's no way I could do all those rim jobs by myself. Uh-huh. And let me tell you, the guys in the shop aren't afraid to get messy back there.
That's right, Miss Allison.
Who are you?
Howdy, boys. I'm Harry Gooch.
Yep, you're looking at Harry Gooch, boys. Harry is my number one employee.
Oh, boy.
No, ma'am. I'm number two. I'm always right behind you.
Oh, stop trying to brown nose me, Harry. Sure, my face is on the sign, but all day you're in the back with your face just buried in work.
Well, I get a lot of satisfaction from doing a good rim job. Sure, sometimes after a long day, I'm pooped. But servicing our customers, in the end, I just can't get enough. Heck, I get home, I practically have to scrub that smile off my face.
Oh, sweetie, you're not the only one smiling afterwards.
Oh, this is one of our best customers, Peter Bottoms. We gave him his first rim job several years ago, and he hasn't stopped coming.
Mm-hmm. These guys saved my ass. See, my boyfriend was driving me home one night, and bam, he really rammed that hole in the ass. Rammed that hole in the asphalt so hard. Completely bottomed out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Did it damage your wheels?
Wrecked them.
Ouch. You have no idea. But after Harry's vigorous rim job, they look brand new. And the prices are so reasonable. A friend of mine went to that fancy shop. You know, Randy's Rimporium. Mm-hmm. Said he totally got reamed.
I've heard about them.
We really need to get going.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be late for work.
Remember, for all your custom wheel needs, come to Allison's Rim Jobs. We're way down on the south side, right around the corner from the lemonade stand, near where the fudge is made.
Great.
Fellas, if you need an ATM, they can help you out. Oh, and they've also got a cash machine.
Okay, bye-bye.
Allison's Rim Jobs. Call me anytime, boys. It's a toll-free number. 1-800-000-0-0-0-0-0-0.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chick McGee. Pat, you look like you've plugged yourself into a wall socket and your hair is standing straight up.
What'd you do?
I was running down the hall. Yeah. Get your bangs over there on the side.
Are you telling me you're moving so fast you blew your hair back?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep. I'm a sprinter.
Uh-huh.
I got some new jokes.
Oh. I got like 10 minutes on Burge. You guys are, watch out. I'm getting edgy.
Yeah. So, exciting stuff.
I've got some new jokes, but they're just Jeff's old jokes.
Oh, okay.
So, but they're new to me.
I have taken Jeff's old jokes and turned them into music and song. I'll be doing that. It's a song about birds.
Finally made them funny.
I thought maybe, I know that you have a song about iguanas. We have a great iguana story in the news. Again, this has happened before.
Yes, it has.
It involves the temperature.
The National Weather Service warning Florida residents to be aware of falling iguanas as the state prepares for a potentially record-smashing cold snap. Experts say the cold could immobilize iguanas and cause them to fall out of trees. The lizards start getting sluggish in temperatures below 50 degrees and are known to freeze when temperatures dip into the 30s and 40s.
It's cold out here.
Experts assure that frozen iguanas are not dead, but they can remain paralyzed on the ground for hours until the temperature warms up enough to let their blood thaw.
So they're telling you they're not dead.
No, they're not dead.
So if you see one.
They're possum iguanas.
Or your dog sees one. Doesn't the frozen iguana sound like a drink at a tiki bar?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, I know Josh owned a snake.
Yes.
Would you ever own an iguana?
My brother did.
No kidding.
A little bit, yeah.
Wow, like a big one? Like a big iguana?
It didn't grow to be too big.
Okay.
We had one in junior high. Not at my house, thank God.
Like the classroom captain
iguana?
Yeah,
the classroom iguana.
Not like a guinea pig or a hamster, but you guys had an iguana.
Yeah, terrified me.
I thought your boys had an iguana at one time.
I know they had some lizard of some sort.
Oh, okay.
Thank God it disappeared. I don't know what happened to that thing.
It crawled into Uranus at night.
You know
they'll do that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they do that.
You have an iguana skeleton. In
some say you never get a better night's sleep.
That's right. It releases a toxin.
That's right.
So this is Pat Godwin and the Falling Iguanas. Is this your new band?
Yeah, a little cultural appropriation here from Patty O'Marley. Yeah, man. Baroop, baroop.
Oh God.
You're going to enjoy it this time.
Okay.
Come on down to Jamaica. Hit the beach and you'll feel fine. Get away from that nasty nor'easter. Enjoy our rum and the sunshine. Oh, don't worry about that temperature. If it dips below 40 degrees, that means the food is free. 'Cause iguanas are falling from the trees. Frozen iguanas are falling from the trees. I give you the scoop, keep you in the loop. Oh, baroop, baroop, baroop. Fallen iguanas are grilling in the breeze. You'll be so hungry from the ganja, you'll think iguana is the chicken of the trees. Yes, iguana is the chicken of the trees. Someone in the crowd yelled out loud, you just played that song, I think it's Chick McGee. I give you the scoop, keep you in the loop. Oh, baroop, 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 baroop. Fallen iguanas.
Oh, God.
Chicken of the trees.
Here we go. Matt in Florida is doing his part to reduce the invasive iguana population. John Johnson, he's the owner and founder of Down Goes Iguana, has been removing the reptiles for years. But
when he says remove them, what do you mean?
This in action.
You're like warming them up and then they come back out, or does he kill them?
The guy I saw used a whip.
Huh?
Yeah.
This guy cooks up iguana eggs, much like you would traditional chicken eggs.
Yeah.
Adds what they term Latin-inspired spices and garlic and whips them into omelets.
Okay.
Happening in Florida on Marco Island.
The guy that I saw in Florida looked like he stepped out of an Indiana Jones movie.
And he had a whip
and he was whipping the iguanas out of the trees. Not a joke.
So he'd crack and then one would fall.
Yep.
Huh.
And it would kill it?
I
think it would snap it in half.
I don't know if it killed it. I didn't ask.
There's no way it does it.
I don't know if it scared it and then he picked him up and took him away somewhere. I didn't ask.
Well, they're referred to here in this article from Gulf Coast News as being invasive.
Yeah, the hotel I was staying at, they hire this guy. He comes twice a week.
With his whip?
With his whip, and he had a bird. He had like a big hawk.
Yeah, I'm a lizard whipper.
Yeah.
Boy, that sounds like a sex move.
Doesn't it?
I gave her the old lizard whipper.
Let's go, Polly.
Oh, come on, Josh. I haven't mentioned sex moves in a month.
I thought he was shooting the iguanas.
It's just the laziest.
What the hell happened?
Every time I say
I'm
something,
I'm told
like
that, by the way.
Okay, let's move on.
Nudists in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh.
What?
Are hosting a nude bowling event where being naked was required. The so-called Balls Out Bowling event was last weekend. Here we see... are we going to get...
We're going to see this?
I hope. No, we're not.
Here we see.
I believe they don't allow video or
I would hope not.
A nude bowling event took place at Crafton Ingram Lanes where nudity was required for participants, though women were permitted to wear bottoms. Organizers emphasized this was a non-sexual event.
Oh, come on.
They emphasized that.
The can venue, you imagine?
You know.
Okay, when you bowl, when you release the ball, that video or that shot.
If there were 25 people at this event, I'll give you each $50.
Yeah.
By the way, a sight to see.
I didn't put it in. I read pretty deep. You had to wear shoes.
Oh, sure.
Well, yes. You don't want to mess up the lane. So, they have those nice.
You're naked wearing bowling shoes. And there's probably some guy wearing a hat. What could be funnier? And you know some guy straddled the ball return.
You know what hat you would wear?
What hat?
A bowler.
Oh, of course.
Right there.
Right there in front of you.
The answer was right there.
I don't want to see somebody's fruit salad while I'm bowling.
Exactly. The person who's waiting to bowl next has the worst angle of anything.
Right?
Like, you're just seeing nothing but chocolate starfish.
Yeah. And can you imagine if after they're done, they have cosmic bowling, you turn on the black lights and... This is the second time this year they've done this, though.
So the first time must have been just popular enough.
Yeah. And again, I object to the use of the term naturist.
I do, too.
I turned it to nudist, the way it should be. I think they're...
Is a nudist, is that a bad term?
Isn't it up to them what they call themselves?
They can call themselves whatever they want. I'm calling them nudists. Naturist, again, sounds like you're out bird watching.
Yeah.
I think I've always heard naturalist.
A naturalist. A naturalist is
I think that's bass ackward.
No,
I do.
I
think it's back.
I looked it up and he's right.
No, I think Tom's right, but I think it's backward.
Right. I agree.
They've got it backwards.
Well, you know, like Yul Gibbons, remember that guy?
He's a naturalist.
He should have been a naturist.
Yeah.
Naturist is not, I took it out of the story and changed it to nudist.
How did I get in this conversation? Yeah. I say enjoy the show.
Stupid world.
Okay, here we go.
You know what, though? You tell a convention center a bunch of nudists are showing up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They may scoff. You say a bunch of naturists are showing up. They don't even question.
Nope.
Yeah, because they think they're nature lovers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I think nudist has a negative connotation.
You think anybody brought their own, those dual bags they have for the serious bowlers?
The ball and the shoe.
Serious bowlers have two balls.
Right.
At some point, yeah, they do.
Oh, they use one ball for a spare.
Serious bowlers
I've never seen a double ball bag.
There's one ball that has an inside that actually kind of moves, and then the other ball doesn't have that.
Serious bowlers often have a double ball bag, so you obviously that must have come up in conversation. Hey, I see you brought both your balls. No, I brought all four of them.
Well, this one's weighted, and this one's...
And the shoes. The shoes are in the bag, too, right?
Yeah.
David Rush.
By the way, you'd see more than a 7-10 split. You see Dolores? Little beavage in lane 4.
All right. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Thank you very much. Hey, spare me. We could go on all day.
Oh, it would seem like it. I can tell you that.
This isn't up your alley?
David Rush. David Rush broken the Guinness World Record for the most cucumbers snapped in 30 seconds.
Whew, I'm glad you said snapped.
There.
Number to beat was 50, but Rush smashed that with a total of 65 cucumbers snapped in half a minute.
With his penis.
He broke the record.
No. With what?
During a dozen.
His penis.
With his
penis.
Hands?
You're looking at the wrong guy,
you
pal.
You pick up the cucumber and you break it in half.
Do they all have to be the same size?
With his hands.
There actually are...
Get him, Christy.
There are serious parameters with require the size of the cucumbers.
What about the ripeness of the cucumber? That seems like that would play into it.
It would.
Well, that would be up to the participant. As you know, in the PCL, Professional Cucumber League.
Yes. Sure.
Rush broke the record during an appearance on El Hormiguero. That is in Spain, a TV show in Spain that means the anthill.
Huh. Boy, it sounds like it's some kind of war against, but never mind.
Rush describes as one of the anthill is one of Spain's biggest and wildest live TV shows.
Oh, boy, it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The anthill.
According to Dave, each cucumber needed to meet strict minimum weight and length requirements for the record.
Pat, didn't you famously?
Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the cucumbers are lined up. He's stretching. They're lined up on a very long table.
You poor bastard.
He's adjusting the cucumbers.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
Oh, I want to see this. He's not chopping them with his hand, is he?
And these are large cucumbers.
So oh, yeah.
And he grabs each one with two hands. Look at how fast he is. He's one of the world's greatest jugglers. It's unbelievable. Look at how quick he's doing this.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he messed up on that.
But he still gets the record.
I don't like it. He can use the edge of the table.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. He can use the edge of the table.
Yeah, he sure
is. Is he, though? He kind of is.
Know.
He's kind of snapping it over the edge of the table.
No, he's
not. He is.
He's moving on to the second table.
On
the
edge like that.
He messed up again, but he's still going strong.
Is he?
You know what? I don't think he is using the table.
You're right. That angle, it does not look like he is.
Yeah.
Grabbing him on the table. It's amazing.
Thank God that's
amazing.
Amazing.
He's like he's the human salad shooter. I don't know.
Can you break a cucumber in half? I don't know.
I really have never tried. I have life to live.
$6 will get you a nice burger.
Okay. Do you think your anus is strong enough to snap a cucumber? A smaller one?
What?
I don't know.
You think you could cut a cucumber in half with your anus?
I don't think so.
No.
Are you willing to try?
Josh, Tom, your thoughts.
Josh, I didn't expect that from you. That's the kind of thing I might say.
But how much?
This is so.
But would you allow me to try it?
I would absolutely allow you to try it because.
Are you talking about insertion or
more,
the crack?
The more.
No, I'm talking about you put half in and then you try to cut it with your anus.
Yeah, but then
because reducing your dignity to zero is one of my goals. That would certainly do it. Hey, did you hear what they did in Bob and Tom show today? Josh Arnold volunteered to cut a cucumber in half with his butt. Even my little girls would find that mildly amusing, if not terrifying.
But yeah, you're right. I'd have zero respect.
Pat, didn't you, quote unquote, snap your cucumber one wild night in Miami?
Oh, boy, did I.
With a lady named Kim.
In the ER.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's I'll a good guess along. On the name.
I had to reset it.
Yes.
How'd you like to have your penis
reset? Did they put splints on that? Do they put little splints on like popsicle sticks and wrap
There's nothing you can do. I don't think there's anything you can do for it.
Wouldn't that be
it.
Funny?
Just lots,
and
of,
I don't
just
think
lots of kisses. Lots
your
of
penis ever recovers. Oh. It just doesn't get erect on that side.
It doesn't?
No, I don't think so. Isn't that how it works?
I don't know. They
Tommy, had this happen. Isn't that how
they
it works?
No, I did not have this happen.
I did have it happen.
What?
You broke it?
Yeah. And the floor they don't is yours. Use splint. And it took like 7-8 months to heal.
You've had this ace up your sleeve the whole time.
And you've never shared this.
How did your penis break?
Careful.
Reverse cowgirl?
A sexual position?
Yes.
Okay.
And someone rose up too high, and when they came back down, it bent against itself.
Okay.
Did you Civil War it, or did you go to a physician?
I did one of these and shoved her across the room, and then, we went to the hospital, and they're like, there's nothing you can do. You just have to wait for it to heal.
Oh, man.
How was it looked like a tire had blown out on the side and was just as dark.
Oh,
for about 6 months.
Okay, we could have gone.
Wow. But let's not leave the kids at home guessing. Everything's fine now, though, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Look at this. Except it looks like a capital L.
There is a little bend.
You can see around buildings.
There's a little bend.
Well, I hope it bends up.
There is a little bend.
Yeah.
I'll be daggone.
Wow.
That's an adventures you guys, in penis today.
And you guys didn't want to do the David Rush thing.
No, I still don't want to.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.